So this morning we're going to have a short class. Mr. Shannon has already prepared me to serve.
And we want to finish by 8:15. And everyone should be at the Rath Yatra. Everyone wants to be in the parade anyway. You have to be there by 10 o'clock. And Panchi Goda will tell you more, as will Trikala, about the parade. But anyway, for those of you who are here, you have to be there by 10. That means probably to get into the area by around 9:15. Thank you. Or earlier, to get the car parked, if you have to park a car. And the parade is a kind of show where people come from all different parts of the country and different parts of the world, even in their costumes, and they put on a performance. So Trikala Gyal will be inspecting everyone to be sure that their costumes are up to scratch for this performance. It's going to be televised and looked at by a lot of so-called discriminating intellectual people. So we have to be, it's not like our parade, it's the United States government sort of sponsored parade. So to that. Now it's also an hour long, so it's very hot that time of day. And anyone who wants to be in the parade, you have to stay in the parade for the whole 1 hour. If you don't feel you can walk for 1 hour in the heat, then just go along the pathway along the side, but not in the main parade on the street, because it does get hot. And if you're, you know, not able to carry on for such a long time, Jai, Shishigoni Tai, Shishi Tom Lakshmanaman, Shishi Radharan Mohan Ki Jai. Beware. So read briefly from... Oh, any questions? Okay. Yes, Chaitanya Nitai.
I have two people who wash pots.
Two people who wash pots. All hands up at once. Pot washers. Okay, there's two pot washers. You go with Chaitanya Nitai. That's the spirit. Haribol. That's a good question. I don't know the answer to that. Whether he stays in the chariot, whether he stays in the... Yeah, last year he was there all year, wasn't he?
He stayed in the chariot.
This year he'll actually stay in the chariot. The chariot will be there. So you'll have an opportunity to do some pujari work. At least fan the Lord. He'll be presiding. Okay. Ramashwara Swami informed Prabhupada that the last volume of the ninth canto was at the printer. And the first volume of 10th canto would follow in 2 weeks. Srila Prabhupada inquired about whether it was more economical to print the Hindi books in India or America. And they discussed. This is the section called I Have Done My Part. It's near the very, very end of the book. Internationally, all conditioned people are suffering, said Srila Prabhupada. But new devotees are above all dangers. Kirtananda Maharaj knows that very well. He has no danger sticking to that new Vrindavan program. There is always improvement. They eat first-class nutritious food. And what is that place in Pennsylvania? It was like old times with Srila Prabhupada hearing reports and correcting and inspiring his leaders to do more and more, assuring them that Krishna would help them. Ramashwara Swami described for Prabhupada's pleasure the great volume of Krishna conscious literature being distributed. At the end of this year, he said, we will have sold at least 65 million books on Krishna. Every year we are selling at least 15 to 20 million books now. Yes, Prabhupada, said Srila Prabhupada. They ask, why are you stressing so much on Krishna? But that is the only message. It will increase more. People will be inquisitive. We'll stop there. And this morning I'm going to read from the Chaitanya Chaitamrita about the Lord's ecstatic dancing at Rath Yatra. First, there's a short passage that's instructive from the Nectar of Devotion, which Prabhupada translates like this. There's another statement, it's from the Srimad Bhagavatam actually, but comes in Nectar Devotion. Telling of the damsels of Raj meeting Krishna at the sacred place of Kurukshetra many years after their childhood pastimes. When they met at that sacred place, all the gopis became stunned by the occurrence of a solar eclipse. Their breathing, blinking of the eyes, and all similar activities stopped, and they stood before Krishna just like statues. This is another instance of a diseased condition resulting from exuberant transcendental pleasure. And from other writings, we hear that Krishna and Subhadra and Balaram saw the gopis in this condition. They were eavesdropping on their conversations, and just by hearing them speak, they too became stunned, and they lost their bodily consciousness, so to speak, and their eyes were unblinking, their hearts were not beating, they weren't breathing. And this is one of the reasons why Lord Jagannath is worshipped in this form of very bright eyes and very stiff and straight, because this was a manifestation that the same original personality of God and his brother and sister exhibited once at Kurukshetra. So there's some different reasons. This is from the Madhya Leela, the Lord's dancing at Rath Yatra. I'm going to read some verses. And the purpose of these verses is to discover the original meaning of Rath Yatra. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first came to the temple in Jagannath, he was struck with wonder, and when he offered his dandavats, he didn't even utter the complete name of Jagannath. He just said something like Jaja Gaga, Jaja Gaga. He was stunned in ecstasy. Sometimes people criticize the deity of Jagannath and Baladeva and Subhadra as being unfinished and crude. But the beauty of Jagannath is in this crudeness. And it was Lord Chaitanya himself who exhibited these ecstatic symptoms in seeing the Lord in this form. So it is a unique form of Krishna, Jagannath. And there's a whole lore of Jagannath pastimes surrounding Lord Jagannath in Puri. There's a lore surrounding the temple. In fact, last time I was at the Jagannath temple, there was a big scaffolding all around it. What had happened was that someone discovered that within the stonework there were sculptures of the devas, the demigods, devatas, in color, painted, and very beautiful. So they decided, the municipality, that we should go in there and expose them to make them show how beautiful they are so everyone can see them instead of just having stone. So the owners of the temple decided that that wasn't a very good idea. They filed an injunction against the municipality of the city of Jagannath and said that they couldn't do the work. So that even though they had started chipping away at the, at least they built the scaffolding, and I think they chipped away a little bit of it, they were stopped. And when I last visited there, there was just a big scaffolding over it. And I don't know what the present position is. These court cases in India can sometimes take 10 or 20 years, but that's what was going on. So there's some amazing things going on still in that temple. If you've seen it, you can see it's an unusual temple. And they're still not letting Hare Krishna people go in there officially, but that ban will probably be lifted in some lifetime, somebody's lifetime, we hope. So, I'm reading from the Madhya Leela, the 13th chapter. We'll start with the 92nd verse.
Henakale Srinivasa Prema Vishtaman Rajara Argi Ragi Deke Prabhu Naratan.
While the king beheld the dancing Srivas Thakur, standing in front of him became ecstatic as he saw the dancing of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Text 93.
Rajara Agi Hari Chandra Deki Srinivas Haste Tanre Sparsha Kahe Hao Eke Pash.
Seeing Srinivas standing there before the king, Hari Chandra touched Srivas with his hand and requested him to step aside. 94.
Nityaveshe Srinivasa Kichu Najane Barabare Telateno Krodahale Mane.
Absorbed in watching Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dance, Srivas Thakur could not understand why he was becoming touched and pushed. And he was pushed again and again, and he became angry. This Rath Yatra that takes place in India usually occurs, well, it always occurs during the monsoon season. Sometimes it's just raining sheets and sheets. And the festival goes on. Sometimes people are walking through water up to their knees. Text 95.
Chapada Mariye Tare Kaila Nivaran Chapada Kana Kruda Haila Harichandan.
Srivas Thakur slapped Harichandra to stop him from pushing him. In turn, this made Harichandra angry. Text 96.
Krudahana tanre kichu chahe balibare apani pratapurudra navari latare.
As the angered Harichandra was about to speak to Srivas Thakur, Pratapurudra Maharaj personally stopped him. Text 97.
Bhagyavan tume inhara hasta sparsha paila amara bhage nahi tume kratarta haila.
King Prataparudra said, "You are very fortunate, for you have been graced by the touch of Sri Vas Thakur. I am not so fortunate. You should feel obliged to him."
Text 98. Prabhura nitya deki loka haila cham chamatkara anya achu jagannathera ananda para.
Everyone was astonished by the dancing of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and even Lord Jagannath became extremely happy to see him.
Ratastira kaile age nakare gamanam animisha netra kare nitya darashan.
The car came to a complete standstill and remained immobile while Lord Jagannath with unblinking eyes watched the dancing of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Text 100.
Excuse me.
Subhadra balaramera hridaye ulas nitya deki duva janara shri mukete hash.
The goddess of fortune Subhadra and Lord Balaram both felt great happiness and ecstasy within their hearts. Indeed, they were seen smiling at the dancing.
Text 101. Udandare nitya prabhure adbhuta vikoram ashtasatvika bhava udaya haya samakal.
When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced and jumped high, eight wonderful transformations indicative of divine ecstasy were seen in his body. All these symptoms were visible simultaneously. Text number 102.
Mamsabrana samaroma vrinda pulakiri Shimuliram Brikshayena Kanta Kaveshti.
His skin erupted with goose pimples, and the hairs of his body stood on end. His body resembled the shimuli, silk cotton, all covered with thorns. You ever saw one of these silk cotton trees? It's a tree. They grow even here sometimes, but you see them even outside of India, especially in Mayapur. They're trees that have bark, but there's thorns that stick out, even on the tree trunk and all the branches, and they don't have any leaves. They just have red flowers. Sometimes you see the girls in Vrindavan, and I guess in Mayapur, wear these flowers. So big red flowers and no leaves, and they have thorns everywhere, big sharp thorns. One of the punishments in the 10th canto is where bodies are being dragged across the trunks of these trees, and it's ripping all the skin open.
Text 103. Eka eka dantera kampa deki talagaya baya. Loke jana danta sava kashi apadayam.
Indeed, the people became afraid just to see his teeth chatter, and they even thought that his teeth would fall out. Text 104.
Sarvenge praspede chute tate raktogamam jagagaga jagagaga gadagada vachan.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's whole body flowed with perspiration and at the same time oozed blood. He made sounds, jajagaga, jajagaga, in a voice choked with ecstasy. 105.
Jalayantra dare yaiche vahe ashujal ashapashe lokayata vijila sakal.
Tears came forcefully from his eyes, as if from a syringe, and all the people surrounding him became wet. Text 106.
Deha kanti goravarni dekiye arun. Kabu kanta deke yena malikash pushpa.
Some everyone saw the complexion of his body change from white to pink, so that his luster resembled that of a malika flower. Text 107.
Kabu stamba kabu prabhu bumite lataya shushka kashta sama para hastana chalaya.
Sometimes he appeared stunned, and sometimes he rolled on the ground. Indeed, sometimes his legs and hands became as hard as dry wood, and he did not move. Text 108.
Kabu bume pade kabu shvasahayahin yahadeki bhakta ganera pranahayakshin.
When the Lord fell on the ground, sometimes his breathing almost stopped. When the devotees saw this, their lives also became very feeble.
Text 109. Kabu netre nashaya jala muke pade pain amritere dara chandre bimbe vaheyen.
Water flowed from his eyes and sometimes through his nostrils, and foam fell from his mouth. These flowings appeared to be torrents of nectar descending from the moon. Text 110.
Sehi pena lana subananda kailapan Krishna prema rasika teno maha bhagyavan. The foam which fell from the mouth of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was taken and drunk by Subhananda because he was very fortunate and expert in relishing the mellow of ecstatic love of Krishna. Text 111. Ei mata tandava nritya kaila kataksham baba visheshe prabhuram praveshilaman.
After performing his devastating dance for some time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu's mind entered into a mood of ecstatic love. So these are some of the completely mystical symptoms of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Text 112.
Tandava nitya chari svarupe yagyadil vidaya jani yasvarupa gaite lagil.
After abandoning the dancing, the Lord ordered Swarup Damodar to sing. Understanding his mind, Swarup Damodar began to sing as follows.
Sei taparana natta painu yatalagi madanada heni juri genu.
Now I have gained the Lord of my life, in the absence of whom I was being burned by Cupid and was withering away. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. This song refers to Srimati Radharani's meeting with Krishna at the holy place of Kurukshetra, where Lord Krishna and his brother and sister came to visit when there was a solar eclipse. It is a song of separation from Krishna. When Radharani met Krishna at Kurukshetra, she remembered his intimate association in Vrindavan, and she thought, now I have gained the Lord of my life. In his absence I was being burned by the arrow of Cupid, and thus I was withering away. Now I have my life again.
Eiduya uchai svare gaya damodar ananda madura nitya karena ishvar.
Text 114. When this refrain was loudly sung by Swarup Damodar, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was again rhythmically dancing in transcendental bliss. Text 115.
Dire dire jagannatha karena gaman agi nitya kari chalena sachirananandan.
The car of Lord Jagannath began to move slowly while the son of Mother Sachi went ahead and danced in front. Text 116.
Jagannate netradiya shave nache gaya kirtaniya saha prabhu pache pache yaya.
While dancing and singing, all the devotees in front of Lord Jagannath kept their eyes on him. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then went to the end of the procession with the Sankirtan performers. Text 117.
Jagannate magna prabhura nayana hridayi shri hasta yuge kare gitera abhinayi.
His eyes and mind fully absorbed in Lord Jagannath, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to play the drama of the song with his two arms. Text 118.
Gora yari pache chale shama hayastire gora age chale shama chale dire dire.
When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dramatically enacting the song, he would sometimes fall behind in the procession. At such times, Lord Jagannath would come to a standstill. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again went forward, Lord Jagannath's car would slowly start again. Text 119.
Ei mata gora shame donhe te lateli sparate shame re rayake gora mahabali.
There was a sort of competition between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Jagannath in seeing who would lead, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so strong that he made Lord Jagannath wait in his car. Purport. After giving up the company of the gopis in Vrindavan, Sri Chaitanya, Sri Krishna, the son of Maharaj Nanda, engaged in his pastimes at Dwarka. When Krishna went to Kurukshetra with his brother and sister and others in Dwarka, he again met the inhabitants of Vrindavan. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radha Bhava Dyuta Subhalita, that is, Krishna himself assuming the part of Srimati Radharani in order to understand Krishna. Lord Jagannath Dev is Krishna, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Srimati Radharani. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's leading Lord Jagannath towards Gundicha temple is considered, toward Gundicha temple corresponded to Srimati Radharani's leading Krishna toward Vrindavan. Sri Kshetra, Jagannath Puri, was taken as the kingdom of Dwarka, the place where Krishna enjoys supreme opulence. However, he was being led by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Vrindavan, a simple village where all the inhabitants are filled with ecstatic love for Krishna. Sri Kshetra is the place of Aishwarya Leela, just as Vrindavan is the place of Madhurya Leela. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, following in the rear of the Rath, indicated that Lord Jagannath Krishna was forgetting the inhabitants of Vrindavan. Although Krishna neglected the inhabitants of Vrindavan, he could not forget them. Thus, in his opulent Rath Yatra, he was returning to Vrindavan. in the role of Srimati Radharani, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was examining whether the Lord still remembered the inhabitants of Vrindavan. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fell behind the car, the Jagannath Dev Krishna himself understood the mind of Srimati Radharani. And we saw in that video that was produced by Bhakti Chu Maharaj, remember? The scene of the Rath Yatra where the gopis are waiting and waiting, and then finally Krishna comes and they sing a song, and they say they don't recognize him. They address him as Rajkumar because he's dressed in his finery and has a turban and silk, representing the Aishwarya Leela. And so they're beckoning him to come with them back to Vrindavan. And as the scene ends, they're enacting what looks like they're kind of pulling Krishna and Balaram and Subhadra back to Vrindavan on ropes. So that's the impetus that gave the vision of the King Indradyumna to produce the Jagannath temple and for the Rath Yatra festival to take place. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fell behind the Rath car, Jagannath Dev Krishna himself understood the mind of Srimati Radharani. Therefore, Jagannath sometimes fell behind the dancing of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to indicate to Srimati Radharani that he had not forgotten. Thus, Lord Jagannath would wait on the Rath for their forward march. On his way, Lord Jagannath agreed that without the ecstasy of Srimati Radharani, he could not feel satisfied. While Jagannath was thus waiting, Gaurasundar Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in his ecstasy of Srimati Radharani, immediately came forward to Krishna. At such times, Lord Jagannath would proceed ahead very slowly. These competitive exchanges were all part of the love affair between Krishna and Srimati Radharani. In that competition between Lord Chaitanya's ecstasy for Jagannath and Jagannath's ecstasy for Srimati Radharani, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu emerged successful. So that is the inner meaning of the Rath Yatra. Sometimes people ask us, when they're watching, what is it? What does it all mean? What's it all about? So one thing we tell them, because they don't sometimes know all these inner things, is that it's an opportunity, it's the chance for, and this is another reason for Rath Yatra, it's an opportunity for God, in the form of Jagannath, to come out and see everybody, see all the people. Because in a temple, not that many people will come, not so many people can visit. But in a day like this, when there's a big parade, when there's Rath Yatra, then hundreds of thousands of people will see. Sometimes millions of people, because they sometimes see it on TV. They'll see Rath Yatra, they'll see Jagannath, and they'll see, actually have a vision of a deity. So Prabhupada was very keen to have these festivals enacted all over the world. As you know from reading about him, he had his first Rath Yatra when he was just a small boy. And then when he came to America, he was watching trucks go by, and he saw a truck with a flat bed on the back, and he made a diagram showing how the devotees could construct a pitched canopy at the back of this truck, and that would be a Rath Yatra parade. And the deities of San Francisco were brought out of the temple that day and paraded in Rath Yatra down to the seacoast of the Pacific Ocean, and that was the first Rath Yatra. And then Prabhupada, by his energy, by his direction, asked the temples all over the world to see if they could enact Rath Yatra. And so now people all over the world get to see Lord Jagannath due to Prabhupada's desire, great desire, to enact the Rath Yatras everywhere. So we have the example of big time preaching, started by Srila Prabhupada. It's a big effort, and we, as you know, we work very hard to make these festivals a grand success, to give everybody an opportunity to see the deity and to have prasadam, to pull the ropes and to associate with the devotees in the books, and to have a memorable time so that they can come back the following year and tell all their friends. Jagannath Ratha Jatra Ki Jai, Sri Ratha Yatra Mahamahotsava Ki Jai, Sri Sri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Ki Jai, Hari Bol. So there's prasadam served out in the back. So by 10 o'clock, to be in the parade, you have to be there, ready to go by 10 o'clock. Mahasavanga, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai, ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur ki jai, Prem Sagosri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadara, Sri Vasudi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Sri Radha Krishna Gopinath Shyam Kundra Rakunda Giri Govardhan ki jai, Sri Sri Vrindavan Dham ki jai, Sri Sri Navritam ki jai, Sri Sri Mayapur Dham ki jai, Sri Sri Mathura Dham ki jai, Sri Jagannath Puri Dham ki jai, Sri Sri Ayodhya Dham ki jai, Tulasi Devi ki jai, Bhakti Devi ki jai, Ganga Maya ki jai, Jamuna Maya ki jai, Gaur Premanandi, Harinama Sankirtana ki jai, Sri Sri Brihat Madanga ki jai, Sri Prasadam Distribution ki jai, Sri Sri Kornitai ki jai, Sri Sri Tram Lakshman Hanuman ki jai, Sri Radhamaran Mohan ki jai, Sri Sri Nuhasana Puradama ki jai, Shamaveda Bhaktivinoda ki jai, Festival of India ki jai, Sri Sri Jagannath Ratha Jatra Mahamahotsava ki jai, all glorious assembled devotees. All gloriously assembled devotees. All gloriously assembled devotees. All glorious Sri Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. We're reading from Srila Prabhupada Lilamrita, as well as Satsrupa Goswami, Satsrupa Das Goswami. I don't know why I didn't get a Das. Can't have it all, I guess. Some of them have it and some of them don't. This section is called I Have Done My Part. It's very near the end. Not so near. We have a few more weeks to go. But these are what would be counted in Prabhupada's last or final pastimes with us. Srila Prabhupada continued to talk, but with occasional reflections on his present condition. Maybe you can tell him not to shout back there. I don't think they realize that that hallway acts like a big megaphone, an amplifier. In the midst of ecstasy, one forgets everything. What is the problem, he asked. We are talking about Krishna. So if all of a sudden I collapse, then what is the problem? Krishna tvadiya pada pankaja. Ordinary dying is kapha vata pita, choking. But if in kirtan you die, oh, it is so successful. Not the injection and operation, that atmosphere, but in Krishna kirtan, that is glorious. Not oxygen, gas, dying, and so much trouble. Chant Hare Krishna Bas. And let me die, Krishna. Never be disturbed. Chant Hare Krishna. For chanting, you have got so much material. Now read something from this book. Srila Prabhupada reached over and opened Srimad Bhagavatam and handed it to Rameshwara, who began to read. One after another, the Jivi seamen arrived. Atreya Rishi brought pomegranates and sweet lemons from Iran, as well as good news of the ISKCON restaurant there. Srila Prabhupada listened with intense interest to Atreya Rishi's report and then spoke for a while about the Middle East and how to best present Krishna consciousness there. Kirtananda Swami had brought milk products from New Vrindavan, and the sannyasi came from Thailand with fruits and flowers. When Adi Keshava Swami came in, Prabhupada beamed. He heard with great pleasure Adi Keshava's report of the impact of the New York court decision on Indians around the world. When Sarup Damodar arrived, he showed Prabhupada the manuscripts for three pamphlets, proving scientifically and mathematically that Krishna consciousness is the absolute truth. After each report and greeting, Srila Prabhupada would ask that the kirtan be continued, and he would become silent as devotees sang softly, hour after hour, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. A very small pair of kartals, the only instrument, produced a soft, pleasant ringing. The voices of the chanters were subdued, but their minds were firmly fixed in devotion to Srila Prabhupada and the holy name, concerned that Prabhupada would hear the mantra, the Maha Mantra, without interruption. Intimately associating with Srila Prabhupada in this way, the devotees experienced their own realizations. They could understand this was the most important connection with Srila Prabhupada. to come into his presence and chant Hare Krishna and Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya and read to him from Srimad Bhagavatam. Srila Prabhupada wanted to hear the transcendental sound, yet he was simultaneously teaching his disciples. After his departure, they would retain the deep impression of the significance of the Hare Krishna mantra and Srimad Bhagavatam, and they would go on giving the mercy to others. He was teaching them how to become pure devotees. He was sharing himself with them by having them chant very simply and read his book without speculation. So that later, when preaching Krishna consciousness, they would remember. Srila Prabhupada would always be with them as they went on chanting simply and preaching without speculation. Whether he would depart an hour later, he was preparing them. Sometimes during the chanting, Srila Prabhupada would communicate unspoken feelings with his disciples. He might simply glance at one of the devotees, but that devotee would feel a surge of loving emotion and realization. Suddenly he would understand better how pure and compassionate Srila Prabhupada was, and the devotee might recall how Srila Prabhupada had come and saved him, bringing him to Krishna consciousness. Thus the GBC men, while chanting and becoming purified, were rededicating themselves, hoping that Krishna would accept them as surrendered souls. They asked that Krishna bless them and make them fit for whatever happened. "Do not leave me," Prabhupada said at one point. "Are you feeling better?" Tamal Krishna asked. "Yes, I'm feeling a little better. Go on administering this medicine." At Srila Prabhupada's request, the devotees staying with him between 1:30 a.m. and 3:30 a.m. read to him from Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He would usually be on the roof then, sitting up in bed. A few bare bulbs would light the darkness, and all would be quiet and still, except for the sound of the devotee reading. After one such reading, Srila Prabhupada asked Rupanuga about the preaching in Washington, D.C. Rupanuga replied briefly, and then he and Balavanta began talking about deprogramming. Then Rupanuga said he had written a prayer to the higher authorities and asked if he could read it to Srila Prabhupada. This is it. "O superior Vaishnavas, O compassionate Acharyas, O the holy name, O supreme authorities, masters of our fate, have mercy upon us. We are not able to make any prayers, but this is an emergency. Shastra teaches that because of disciples' bad behavior, or to allow some personal service, or to exhibit ecstatic symptoms, the spiritual master may display bad health, although he so kindly says it is simply due to old age and personal neglect of his health, meaning that he has worked too hard to save us. But we may not speculate upon the mind of the Acharyas. Please hear our petition. We pray for the kindness of our grandfather, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who is by nature merciful upon his spiritual grandchildren. We pray for the continued compassion of the six Goswamis, who are already famous in the three worlds for saving conditioned souls. We pray for the magnanimous benediction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the most magnanimous Supreme Personality of Godhead. We pray to Radharani, Queen of Vrindavan, protector of our neophyte bhakti. We pray to Lord Krishna himself, whom we cannot even approach without the guidance of Srila Prabhupada. Then we fallen servants of his divine grace beseech all of our masters, please give Srila Prabhupada more time, time to ensure the strength of this movement, time to finish the Srimad Bhagavatam, and a little more time for us to spend it at the lotus feet of his divine grace, that we may become pure devotees by his mercy. We implore you, these 10 years have passed so quickly, and we are caught far too short of perfection. You know that actually only 10 milliseconds have passed in eternal time. Therefore, kindly extend his stay, lest we fall from the spiritual path. O Vaishnava saints, O Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, our eternal grandfather, O six Goswamis of Vrindavan, O Radharani, mother of bhakti, O Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, O the master of all, O Lord Krishna, the final repose of our love, O Vaishnavacharyas, kindly have mercy on us. Please don't yet take Srila Prabhupada away. Kindly grant this emergency prayer. Either way, Prabhupada said, I have no objection to stay or leave. So we'll continue. Tomorrow. The devotees were supposed to ask him to stay. That thought was there. They did. They asked him to stay.
Whereas Prabhupada's request was that he wanted to leave.
That happened. I mean, we have to read this whole thing because there's a lot of back and forth in there. I wasn't present when that happened. Okay, we're going to continue our reading, and Gopal Prabhu has kindly agreed to help us read the Bengali. Just for a few minutes, not 15 minutes. Verses. I'm just going to repeat verse 119 and then we'll read on, because that's a very significant verse with Prabhupada's purport.
Hey Matagora Shame Dohe Telakhi Sharate Shame Rake Gora Mahabali.
Thus there was a sort of competition between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Jagannath in seeing who would lead. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so strong that he made Lord Jagannath wait in his car. This purport is very significant because it goes into the inner meaning of why Rath Yatra is celebrated. Prabhupada explains that there's a very intimate exchange that transpires between the gopis, especially Radharani and Krishna, and how when Krishna, we'll read, visited during the time of the solar eclipse in the Vrindavan area near Kurukshetra, is where it actually took place in Kurukshetra. Millions and millions of times, so kindly show yourself and drive away that unhappiness. There's a passage in the Chaitanya Chaitamrita where Radharani asks the other gopis that when she leaves her body, that they should drape her arms around the beautiful tamal tree, which is always reminding them of Krishna. It's said that when they see this tree, which is curved like Krishna's threefold bending form, they have so many tears in their eyes that they can't distinguish between the tree and Krishna. And they keep thinking that tamal tree is Krishna. So, Krishna continues, but if your life air is on the verge of leaving your body, what can I do to stop that? Radharani, simply by the touch of your arms, which are a medicinal herb with the power to revive the dead, my body will return to its healthy, normal condition, and my life air will automatically come back and remain in my body. And Krishna, but you know the forest path yourself without my help. So why did you order me, the king's son, and a very young and gentle boy who is to be respected? Why did you command, take me wherever you wish? Why did you anger me like this? And Radharani. Radharani cries out, please show yourself to your wretched maidservant. Be merciful to me. Be merciful. When I ordered you, I was overcome by sleepiness. I was so tired from playing with you. Therefore, please excuse what your poor servant said. Please don't be angry. It was only because you treated me like such a close friend, though I am unworthy, that I spoke like that to you. Krishna. All right, my love, I am very pleased with you, so please come to me. Radharani. But I've been blinded by lamentation. I can't see where you are. Please tell me where you are. Text 40. Sukadeva Goswami said, while continuing to search out Krishna's path, the gopis discovered their unhappy friend close by. She was bewildered by separation from her lover. Text 41. She told them how Madhava had given her much respect, but how she then suffered dishonor because of her misbehavior.
The gopis were extremely amazed to hear this purport. It was natural for Radharani to ask Krishna to carry her, for this request was consistent with the loving mood of their relationship. Now, however, in great humility, she describes her behavior as wicked. Hearing of these affairs, the other gopis are astonished. Text 42. In search of Krishna, the gopis then entered the depths of the forest as far as the light of the moon shone. But then they found themselves engulfed in darkness, so they decided to turn back. Purport. The gopis entered a part of the forest so dense that even the light of the full moon couldn't penetrate it. The scene is also described in the Vishnu Purana. Pravishto gahanam Krishna padam atra nalakshyate nivarta advam shashankasya naita didhiti gochara. One gopi said, Krishna has entered such a dark part of the forest that we cannot possibly see his footprints. Therefore, let us turn back from this area, which even the light of the moon cannot reach. Text 43. Their minds absorbed in thoughts of him, they conversed about him, acted out his pastimes, and felt themselves filled with his presence. They completely forgot about their homes as they loudly sang the glories of Krishna's transcendental qualities. Purport. Actually, there is no separation from Krishna for the pure devotees of the Lord. Although apparently abandoned by him, the gopis were actually tightly connected to him by the spiritual process of Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu, hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord. Text 44. The gopis again came to the bank of the Kalindi, meditating on Krishna, that's the Jamuna, and eagerly hoping he would come, they sat down together to sing of him. Purport. As stated in the Katha Upanishad, Yame Vaisha Vrinute Tena Labhya, the super soul can be realized by that person whom he chooses. Thus the gopis fervently pray that Krishna come back to them. In one of his lectures, Prabhupada said that the crying of the gopis for Krishna and the laughing were on an equal level. They both were taking place in the mood of great ecstasy, and sometimes tears coming from the eyes. Tears of spiritual tears are cold on the face. They feel cold on the cheeks, Rupa Goswami says, and tears of lamentation are hot. Tears of material lamentation feel very hot on the cheeks. We want to welcome Atma Tattva, who's going to be with us, I hope, for a few days. Atma Tattva is one of our leading scholars, and I believe it's his voice in the Delhi Museum that is enacting Prabhupada's voice. We became somewhat famous for so-called robots of Krishna and Arjuna enacting their pastimes in the Glory of India project in New Delhi. They're actually moving in an audio animatronic machine, and Atma Tattva is doing the voice of Srila Prabhupada on another one that's Prabhupada himself moving and acting. What is it that you say? There's one statement that you make. I only got a little bit of it. Oh yeah, can you just say it? I'm sitting alone here. Very nice. So you can all go and hear Amitabha's voice next time you visit New Delhi at the Glory of India project. So I think it's time, Shrikala. Do you want to make any announcements about today? Yeah. Today we're a full bore, flat out, full on Bhatiyatra festival time, Festival of India, right in front of the nation's capital building.
Everybody here?
It's the verse that Lord Chaitanya heard when he was resting during the Rath Yatra in the garden. And King Pataparudra, who was banned from seeing him, came to massage him and just recite various verses. And even though Lord Chaitanya was very reluctant to meet a king, because he realized that a sadhu meeting a king, at least at that time in India, was considered to be a sort of not only unconventional, but debilitating. That it was, you know, the society was very strictly divided. Those who were sadhus didn't mix with very worldly people. But when he heard the Maharaj recite this verse, although he was kind of laying down and resting, he jumped up and embraced him. He was so excited. He said, "Sing it over and over again." So this is the verse. It's a very famous verse. from Srimad Bhagavatam. It's in the 10th canto, 31st chapter, it's the 9th verse. Tavakatamritam tapta jivanam kavivir iditam kalma shatam shravana mangalam srimadatatam uvak vinanti iguri dajanam. The nectar of your words and the descriptions of your activities are the life and soul of those suffering in the material world. This is one of the gopis' songs of separation from Krishna. I'll read it again. The nectar of your words and the description of your activities are the life and soul of those suffering in this material world. These narrations, transmitted by learned sages, eradicate one's sinful reactions and bestow good fortune upon whoever hears them. These narrations are broadcast all over the world and are filled with spiritual power. Certainly those who spread the message of Godhead are most munificent. So this has a lot of levels and a lot of things we won't go into in great detail, but I'll read this, just read purport and then just make a few comments about it by Hridayananda Maharaj and company. Purport. King Prataparuja recited this verse to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu during Lord Jagannath Rath Yatra festival. While the Lord was resting in the garden, King Prataparuja humbly entered and began massaging his legs and lotus feet. Then the king recited the 31st chapter of the 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Songs to Gopis. The Chaitanya Chaitamrita relates that when Lord Chaitanya heard this verse, beginning Tavakatamritam, immediately rose in ecstatic love and embraced the king. This incident is described in detail in the Chaitanya Chaitamrita, Majjhalila, 14th chapter, 4th to 18th verse, and in his edition, Srila Prabhupada has given extensive commentary on it. This is a very significant verse in that it details some of the most inside or internal aspects of the Krishna consciousness movement. The gopis are searching for Lord Krishna in separation in a very intensive form of vani, or they're seeing Krishna everywhere, and they're confirming the fact that hearing about the Lord, what to speak of seeing the Lord, singing about the Lord, is the highest platform that a human being can enter into to have a very in-depth relationship, intimate relationship with the Supreme Lord. That they're also saying that these narrations transmitted by learned sages eradicate one's sinful reactions and bestow good fortune upon whoever hears them. So apart from being a very deep realization about our Krishna consciousness, this verse also predicts and emphasizes the importance of spreading Krishna consciousness. Lord Krishna also talks about this in the Bhagavad Gita, Yaidam Paramam Bhuyam Madhvaktesha Videshati. He says that those who are most dear to me are transmitting this message. So the transmission is very important to Krishna and to the gopis, to all the great leaders in the disciplic succession. So we have two things. We have our internal elevation in Krishna consciousness and the great importance for everyone to get a chance to hear about even the most intimate aspects of Krishna consciousness. So the Rath Yatra, it takes place on one level. Everyone can see it. Everyone can appreciate the beauty, the splendor, the songs, the costumes, the chariot, the happiness. And also those who want to go deeper can understand that this is the most intimate exchange. This is the highest achievement, the highest perfection a human being can achieve, to worship Krishna in separation. Then they go on to say, these narrations are broadcast all over the world and are filled with spiritual power. Certainly those who spread the message of Godhead are most munificent. So this attests to the power of Krishna Katha, of broadcasting Krishna Katha. The word Prabhupada is the word broadcast all over the world. So, the translator used this term, broadcast. I mean, it's a translation from Sanskrit. It's probably very accurate. I don't know what word it is. Do you know? Amitabha offhand. It's a very wonderful verse because it tells us where we're going, and at the same time, it tells us where we are now, why we chant the Hare Krishna mantra, why we have festivals, why we have temples. So I think we'll end here. And if you have any questions, maybe we can have one or two. Ekadasi Prasadam is ready. Atatam, broadcast all over the world. It's almost like Atmatatva. Atatam, broadcast all over the world.
Shalankar Rishi.
Yeah, sometimes question is raised, like you take Lord Jagannath, not that many people come to Krishna as a teaching. So is it just spending the money and nobody's participating, or it's just one point? It is just an expensive picnic. Not here, but here so many people come, like our temple, like the Walker temple. So very few people who participate comes, and there is very little reaction. The outside public, they seem a lot, but no much reason.
The question is, sometimes people criticize us for having a Rath Yatra because it's very expensive, and sometimes in the more remote communities like Tuaka or smaller places, I suppose they would say to Bhagita Nagari, where very few people would come, is it really worth spending so much of Krishna's money to have a festival? Well, there are many different ways to answer this question. One way is to say that how Prabhupada always emphasized how important it was for all devotees, initiated devotees, and non-initiated, to observe the holy days. Especially he talked about Krishna's appearance days, the appearance day of Lord Rama, the appearance day of Krishna, Lord Shringa's appearance day, Lord Chaitanya's appearance day, and many other festivals. So first of all, he said that in such a way that he didn't indicate that they were only for the public. But the indication there was they were more for the devotees. In that case, if we take that to be one of the arguments, then it's not so important that we have a very big attendance at every festival. It's understood that in places like New York and Los Angeles, that the devotee population would be outnumbered by 10 to maybe 1,000 to 1, which is very good, because everyone gets the opportunity to understand why we're having Govardhana Puja, what this is. And we do some very nice preaching on Govardhana Puja even. We explain that there's enough food for everyone on the planet, but due to greed we're not being able to give everyone what they need. And on Janmasthami, it gives us a chance to explain to people how we're very dedicated to God. We're doing all this opulent celebration. So there's a great need for the devotees to understand the importance of these days, to just glorify the Lord, to show our love for Him, sometimes is expensive. One of the directives that we're given in the Shastras is that we should give which is most dear to us to Krishna. That giving is very, very important. Sometimes it's money, sometimes it's something else, sometimes our talent or our words or our bodies or our brains. But when we actually give the thing that is most dear to us, then we are making great advancement in Krishna consciousness. So we have also deity worships, and sometimes people criticize us, we're spending so much for flowers. No other Indian temple spends so much for flowers. You're spending so much for gas, you have so many cars, why are you spending so much money? But this, in pure devotional service, we give everything to the deity, and we very hard struggle to raise the money to get for the big festival. But for the flowers, for example, it's proof that we love Krishna. It's proof, and it proves to others, and it proves to ourselves that we're struggling a little bit. Maybe we have struggle, but where else in the world do you see deity worship is gorgeous? You don't see it anywhere. These are just, Prabhupada used the word. He was very adept with the English language. He chose a word. Gorgeous. And for all intents and purposes, you can't find a better word to describe the way the deities look in all of the ISKCON temples. They're gorgeous. They're just absolutely stunning, gorgeous. And why so many cars? Why so much gas? Because the narrations are broadcast all over the world. They have great spiritual power. We want to share Krishna consciousness with people. We don't want to just sit in the temple. It's great to sit here and see these gorgeous deities. But we also want to have Krishna consciousness spread. So sometimes we'll be criticized for doing that, because before Prabhupada, there wasn't much spreading of Vedic Dharma, of Sanatana Dharma around the world. But devotees are taking it everywhere, even to the remote regions of Alaska and the jungles of the Amazon and Africa and all kinds of places where people never heard of Krishna. They can't even, sometimes they're holding the books like this, you know, and reading them. And they're listening to the kirtan and eating prasad. Yeah, that's happened. There was a place in Kenya where there was a group of people standing around reading the magazines upside down. In general, something like a Rath Yatra is made for the deity coming out on procession and lots of devotees attending. But because Prabhupada himself established the principle of Rath Yatra, even in his own neighborhood in Calcutta when he was a small child, there weren't very many people. But this is a very dear thing to Prabhupada and to all of our hearts, because it's like a Janmasthami or a Ram Navami. It's like a great festival, a Govardhana Puja. So for us to glorify the Lord and make a cart and have flowers and expense, even in a place where not very many people will come, it is a way of proving that we love Prabhupada, that we love Krishna. And for our own personal advancement, we get great advancement by doing this. So sometimes there's occasions where we're not going to see, you know, huge numbers of people participate. But for our own sake, we want to prove our love for Krishna. We want to show it, we want to exhibit it, and we want to show our love for Prabhupada in the same way. I hope that's helpful. Any others? Oh, without any struggle. It's a struggle because we're in a material world. And as soon as the living entity comes into contact with the material world, there the condition of forgetfulness sets in. And we come under the modes of material nature. So that's always, Prabhupada describes it as an onslaught. It's like being in the ocean. It's not our natural place, so we have to paddle to just breathe. We have to move. It's a struggle to just breathe, to not drown. So the material world is sometimes likened to that. It's like a fire or an ocean. It's not a natural place. So because of that, to meditate on the spiritual world and Krishna, we have to struggle with the material energy and overpower it. It's described, we were talking earlier this morning, Panchakodana, Daivihiyesha Gunamayi Mama Maya Duratya. Duratya means it's difficult. It's very hard. It's very durable. Duratya. Maybe we get durable from that word. But it's difficult. Of course, it also says, Mamevai Prapajante Maya Mitam Tarantite, that if we surrender, then it's easily crossed over. But that act of surrender is also very difficult because we're conditioned to not surrender. We're here because we didn't want to surrender, because we think we're Krishna, or we're little Krishnas, that we can be the supreme enjoyer. So the whole process takes a lot of discipline, a lot of difficult, a lot of struggle. On the one hand, Prabhupada said Krishna consciousness is a system of recreation, singing, dancing, and glorifying. It's a process of recreation. It's happy. It's a festival. It's a Sankirtan party. It's a Rath Yatra festival. But at the same time, there's so many rules and regulations, so many ways to follow Vaidhi Bhakti. Rise early in the morning, chant 16 rounds every day. Don't eat anything that's not offered to Krishna. Read every day Srimad Bhagavatam. So we have to discipline ourselves to do this, because Maya is always whispering in her, don't get up, don't read Srimad Bhagavatam, don't eat prasad. It's always alluring us to come and enjoy the material world. So it must be. And the example was set with Arjuna. He just wanted a peaceful, just go away in the forest. But Krishna said, no, we're going to have to struggle. So we have to. And after that struggle, there's enjoyment at the end. It's not for nothing. Arjuna was very happy at the end. And all of us were very happy when we can succeed in getting a little spiritual life, a little toehold in the material world. Then we take another step and another step. And then we're happy. Does that help? That's a very good question. Any others?
Spiritual world is okay, it's like the scriptures. Why you have to take so many aspects? So many ways people ask that.
question was, some people say we should be happy right here. Why do we have to go to the spiritual world? Is that your question? Of course, we want to be happy here. And we want to be prepared so that when we are at the end of our life, we can go back to the spiritual world. And devotees are characterized by being happy, by being, as described, susukyam kartam avyayam. It's a joyful experience when we practice Krishna consciousness. Actually, it's a joyful experience with the chanting and the dancing, and chanting of japa even, is very happy. And people notice this. There was a government minister in England, name was Cecil Parkinson. He became, was he the Minister of Finance or something? But before he was that, he was a Member of Parliament. So he was our Member of Parliament when we were in Bhaktivedanta Manor. It was at Watford or some area like that. So he used to have a clinic, they called it, every Saturday at a certain time. Anyone could go in and see him. So I went to see him once, just as a kind of gesture, as see what he was like. And during the course of our conversation, he said that he sat and trained from London to Radlett, which is near his constituency, and there was a devotee sitting across from him. And he said he never saw such a happy person in his life. He just saw this beatific smile on her face, and he had to talk to her. He wasn't being... this lady didn't ask to talk to him or anything, but he just said he just saw such a happiness. So devotees are peaceful and they're happy. Of course, sometimes they look a little stern, and that's not so good, I suppose. Sometimes we have to be a little conscious of how we look, because we're just like we were hearing Trikala say sometimes, people are judging us by our outer look. But we saw the Prabhupada when he had the feeling of being happy all the time. And that ever well-wisher, when there's an interview with Sali Agarwal, she described his smile as being oceanic. Very nice word. Basically, devotees are happy because, first of all, they're peaceful. When you chant Hare Krishna, the pangs of material miseries are not so sharp, so there's peace. And generally, just there's an inner happiness. There's a happiness understanding that I don't need TV I don't need the movies and entertainment to make me happy. I'm just happy inside because Krishna's there. So sometimes it's seen to be kind of not the same kind of happiness that you see on MTV. They're jumping and screaming or whatever. But it's a more refined kind of happiness. It's a real happiness that we feel. And this is because we have some sense of being in touch with the spiritual world and being in touch with Krishna. Our real happiness comes out when we hear the sound of Krishna's name, or we see Krishna's form, we see even a picture of Krishna, or we hear about the spiritual master or Prabhupada. We feel very, very happy. The devotees are really happy. I mean, most people, there's no family entertainment. They can't even go out with their kids. There's very few places they can go to the theme park or out in the mall. But they can't find a movie that's clean. They can't see a TV show that they're worried about. It's not the movie, it's the commercials. And it's just very hard to find that. It's material world compared to the desert. There's a little drop of happiness, which is like a little drop of water, and it's kind of a desert. And you get a little bit of happiness every once in a while. It's like if you're in the desert, you get a little drop of water. But the real happiness is in devotion. That's a different, maybe different kind of happiness, but it's the real happiness that we experience. We don't have to go through a lot of difficult gyrations to become happy. It's within. We don't have to spend a lot of energy and anxiety just to get happy. Just to, when people are on vacation for their 2 weeks, there's always a big anxiety that I'm spending too much money in it. In just a few days I have to go back and start that 9-to-5 slog again. So this kind of happiness, it's not, they're watching MTV, they're getting drunk or whatever, and then there's immediately followed by a big letdown, big hangover, or big, back to the real world again. You have to forget about it. So real happiness is not such a cheap thing. It's that which comes to people who have dedicated their lives to the loving relationship with God. That's very happy. Susukyam kartanavyam. It's a very happy experience. I think that our breakfast is going to get cold if we keep taking questions. And you don't want to have a cold Ekadasi breakfast because it's a big day ahead. So I think we'll stop here. Thank you very much. Jagannath Rathi Yatra Ki Jai. Shri Jagannath Rathi Yatra Ki Jai. Shri Jagannath Rathi Yatra Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.